The heads of Illinois public universities have sent a letter to Governor J.B. Pritzker asking that faculty and staff be included in Phase 1B or 1C of the vaccination plan and that students be moved up the priority list. Illinois State University President Larry Dietz is the convener of that group and joins us to talk about the letter. The Federation of Independent Illinois Colleges and Universities also joined public universities in the request. President Dietz, in the letter you say higher education is a unique category that deserves this consideration. Why so?
Our K-12 colleagues, faculty and staff have been included in 1B. And we don't see a major distinction between that faculty and staff and our own faculty and staff. And as a matter of fact, the CDC recommends that faculty and staff be moved into 1B. And also some of our neighboring states have also done that. And so we simply are asking for the same considerations. And it's an issue for us of our own faculty and staff feeling safe as they come back to their positions. And as many folks as we can get vaccinated for the fall, and as confidence, their confidence, I think, breeds other confidence with our prospective students and their families. And so I just think it's a good logical move.
University faculty and college students have arguably done pretty well in adapting to online learning restrictions, perhaps more so than students of younger ages. Is that, in your mind, a distinguishing factor that should be set aside?
Well, you know, I understand that logic and that rationale, but I also know that our own students really much prefer the face-to-face modality, as do a lot of our faculty and our staff really deserve the same kind of consideration. So we simply want to be moved up the priority list and included, and I think, you know, that we understand that students, given their age, may be vaccinated, you know, well beyond, you know, down the list from faculty and staff. And we understand that. But our goal would be to try to be included in 1B, and certainly if not in that group, early in 1C, and that our students be moved up. And the goal there was that all of our students would be vaccinated before they leave the campus to go back to their homes to prevent the, you know, potential of spreading in their travels.
The letter and you all are also making the argument that going out of the previously established order is a good idea for the state as a whole, not just the universities. Would you unpack that argument?
Sure. I think, you know, there's economic impact issues for related to enrollment that all of our institutions in the state represent. And to the extent that we can make as safe of an environment as we possibly can for the fall, I think the better off all of our enrollments are going to be. And so for the institutions that have strong and stable enrollments, that means that the local economies will be stronger and more stable. And so that's another reason that we would suggest that the governor consider our request.
You know, other segments of society have the same safety issues that colleges and universities do. Is this, in the end, solely an economic argument?
In many instances, many of our faculty and staff are older than some of the folks in the K-12 areas. So I just think it is an economic issue, but I think it's also a parity issue, and it's a issue about health and safety and security. And so, you know, that obviously is the thing that all of us want to try to ensure as much as we can as possible. And I think being included in 1B and would be helpful on that. You know, the goal, I think, for everybody is that we hope that everybody can be vaccinated as quickly as possible.
You argue that placing college students late in the immunization line has a disproportionate effect on some segments of society. How so?
The diversity argument, I think, is based upon some data that we're finding out, is that you know, there are some populations that are adverse to taking the vaccine, and some that just frankly can't figure out a way to get to take the vaccine. There is some populations, I think, that may not have access to the computers, and oftentimes that's the way you you know, log on to get your appointment. So I think the other part is that we need to be keen about monitoring that and trying to figure out ways to get populations in that may not have the ability to access that and figure out ways to do that.
You write that the present time frame for vaccination suggests that universities in Illinois will remain predominantly online in the fall 2021 semester. Can colleges and universities stand that?
Well, you know, I think getting folks vaccinated and getting the prospective students and their families more comfortable that the individuals who are going to be providing the education and providing services to their sons and daughters who are here, that's a comfort factor that I think will add to individuals wanting to come here. And I think most institutions really hope that the fall of 2021 will be much more face-to-face than it will be online. That's what our students want. That's what, you know, our most of our faculty and staff want. But it's all under the umbrella of safety and concerns for health. And the biggest thing that could potentially help with that comfort is getting more people vaccinated. So that's both a where you are in the priority line, but it's also availability of vaccine. And I think a lot of institutions are planning more of a face-to-face enrollment for the fall, but if they need to pivot from that, we know how to do that.
There has been some measurable effect on enrollment, even at ISU, from online presentation of classes where students are reluctant. Would colleges and universities in general, and ISU in particular, be able to financially withstand the institutional damage if this persists for the rest of the calendar year?
You know, I can't speak for the other institutions. I think, you know, we all have our challenges with this, but ISU in particular, we're coping with this. It has really helped get approval on the stimulus package, and I think, you know, I know that there's other conversations that are going on in Washington right now about that. So those things have really helped a great deal, but we plan on continuing to fight the good fight, and we're still strong and stable, and we're going to continue to be the ISU that, you know, people have known and loved, and so I think we're going to be fine.
Illinois State University President Larry Dietz, thank you so much.
My pleasure.
I'm Charlie Schlenker.